Welcome to The River Trip, a monthly program here on KSJD. I'm your trip leader, Leanne Hill. I'm the program coordinator for Dolores River Boating Advocates, a group of whitewater boaters committed to protecting the unique conservation and recreation values of the Dolores River. You can learn more about us on our website at www.dolorisriverboating.org and on our Facebook page. My guests today are on the Southwest Basin Implementation Planning Team for the State Water Plan. Ann Oliver is an independent consultant that has been involved in many regional water plans, including the River Protection Work Group for the Animas River and the Mancos River Assessment. Carrie Lyle is an associate engineer for Harris Water Engineering in Durango. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Both of you are currently involved in collecting data from our region for the State Water Plan, which has also been called the Governor's Water Plan as it was issued by executive order. Ann, can you please give us a little background on the plan? Why was the plan initiated and why is it necessary?
I think it goes back all the way back to 2002 when we had one of our worst drought years in history, really. And the state of Colorado began a project or an effort called SWASI, the Statewide Water Supply Initiative. And as well as setting up the Interbasin Compact Committee and basin roundtables around the state. And so the statewide water, the Colorado's water plan is wrapping together, bringing together this kind of the latest summary of the efforts of those basin roundtables and the IBC to identify how Colorado can meet its water needs into the future.
Now, who's involved in the development of the plan, and how are the basin roundtables involved?
Well, the basin roundtables are involved in developing each of their own plans, and so we're trying to focus, you know, on grassroots efforts and allowing the citizens of the roundtables to really drive the plan and what they would like to see implemented in the next 50 years. And the roundtable is made up of our Southwest Basin one is made up of 10 counties that have representatives from all counties, municipalities, agricultural, and recreational and environmental needs. And so Ann and I are working together to do a lot of updating of what current projects are going on in our area, and we've been able to outreach to over 100 people on what they're doing on the ground to help meet their water needs and planning for the future water development needs.
Now tell us how the Dolores River plays into the state water plan.
Sorry, I didn't hear the question very well, Leanne.
Oh, and Ann, I'm sorry, I think you're cutting out as well on speakerphone. Carrie, you're coming in loud and clear. Can you tell us how the Dolores River plays into the state water plan?
Well, yeah, the Dolores River is one of our 9 sub-basins that we have in the Southwest Basin, and it drains to the Colorado River, and so it's a unique river in that it has trans-mountain diversion that goes into the San Juan River Basin as well as into the Colorado River Basin. And with its existing McPhee Dam and then all the efforts for the environmental needs and recreational needs, it's a very diverse river that we get to cover. A lot of every need is able to come from that river, and it can meet a lot of diverse needs.
And what other rivers are included in the region that you're working on for the plan?
Yeah, so the 9 sub-basins that we deal with, let me see if I get it right, the San Juan River flowing through Pagosa, the Piedra River, the Pine River, the Animas River, including the Florida River Basin, is a tributary to the Animas, the Mancos River, I'm sorry, I skipped the La Plata River, and then McKelmo, which is also kind of part of the Dolores River through that trans-basin diversion, and then the San Miguel River.
Yeah, that's a big territory that you're covering, and obviously near and dear to all of us here. So tell us about the comments. You categorize them in gaps, processes, projects, and concepts. Can you explain a little bit about that format? And is that a statewide format? Is everyone using the same standard there?
What Carrie and I have done is focus, and under the guidance of the roundtable, is to focus on reaching out to just all types of water managers and environmental, industrial, municipal, and agricultural water users around the basin to talk with them and identify any projects or efforts they have either going on or in their sites to help fill their water-related needs. And then we've used that information and coupled that information by working with the roundtable to develop 21 goals that fall under 7 themes. So the roundtable, for the first time, has developed goals and measurable objectives that they see as important for meeting the Southwest Basin's water needs into 2050.
Wow. Okay, that's a big charge, and I think that we're going to go ahead and take a station break here, and we'll be right back to learn more about the State Water Plan and how input is being collected regionally. Welcome back to The River Trip, a monthly show on KSJD. We are talking with Ann Oliver and Carrie Lyle about the State Water Plan. There's been renewed talk of a transbasin diversion, and I'm wondering if this fits in with the State Water Plan, if there's any kind of relationship there on sorting out the rationale for that.
It's one of the steps that it was part of our planning process, was to look at our opportunities and constraints and kind of the lay of the land in the Southwest Basin. And when you say transbasin diversion, what are you specifically referring to?
From West Slope water to the east side of the mountains.
So that is technically would be called the Trans Mountain Diversion, because they're going from two watersheds. And so in our area, it's good to make the distinction, because we have many transbasin diversions that are the complement and help other watersheds. But the Trans Mountain Diversion is a lot larger scale project. And our roundtable has taken a position that we've described in our basin implementation plan. 7 steps that we would like to have initiated and discussions on before we would support a Trans Mountain diversion. And we understand that this, you know, the future doubling growth of the population will occur no matter what we think or what we try to plan and stop. So we just want to start the discussions now and kind of all of us get on the same page about what all of our needs are, so that we can meet everybody's needs in the state as opposed to one side or the other.
Great. Thanks for that explanation. What are the next steps for the plan, and how will the input be assessed and assimilated?
Well, we've submitted our draft basin implementation plan to the Colorado Water Conservation Board, and right now they're compiling all the 9 basin plans and updating the Colorado Water Plan and the specific chapters that relate to basins. And I believe those chapter drafts will be out and available for updating comments in September for their September board meeting. And the best way to make comments on any of our plans is go to www.coloradowaterplan.com. And on that website, you can find the Colorado Water Plan as well as all of the basins, draft basin implementation plans, and then links to provide comments on any of those. And our next steps would be, if anyone's interested in reading the Southwest Basin Plan, it'd be great if you guys want to attend our roundtable meetings. We have those every other month. It's the second Wednesday of every other month, and it alternates between Cortez and Durango. And so our next meeting will be September 10th in Cortez, and they're held at the Dolores Water Conservancy District offices, and they usually are from 2:30 to about 6 p.m.
Great, thanks. I was visiting the website yesterday, and there's a lot of very good information. I would encourage people to check that out and look at the opportunities for submitting comments. The comments are separated into stakeholder groups, or they ask if you can align with the stakeholder group with your comments, that's helpful. Can you speak a little bit about that?
I'm not sure what they mean by stakeholder. As a roundtable, our roundtable has agreed that all the uses and values for water are stand on an equal footing, and we categorize those into agricultural, municipal, and industrial, environmental, and recreational.
Great. Okay. How about some of the comments? Is there anything that you can share with us? We've been talking a lot about process, and it might be nice just to hear an example of some of the input you've been receiving.
Well, I know our initial outreach efforts and just doing all the data collection for the plan, we've learned a lot about, everybody kind of works on the ground and lives in their own little specific group, and we've tried really hard to learn about all the different existing entities out there, different funding sources, different efforts that are going on, and we'd really like to help start connecting those people a lot more and making these more collaborative processes. So I think that's the first set of comments is, we've learned a lot about everybody needs to learn more about each other, and hopefully our plan can help teach or at least start that initial process of teaching other about collaborative efforts. We received, a lot of comments about just trying to keep all of our needs on equal footing and making sure that they're all equally representative and they all have the same support from the roundtable across the board, no matter what type of need it is. The roundtable plans in the future, we're going to dive into some more higher level kind of topics that need to be vetted with the roundtable to get more specific stances. I talked about the, maybe not stances, but specific charges for Ann and I to write about. So that'll be upcoming, and we'd appreciate any comments on what, values that the citizens of Southwest Basin have that we really need to get out there and get the message out there about.
Well, thank you for your work on this. You're working in, as you know, a very unique and dynamic region, and I like the collaborative spirit of the plan and the work that you're doing. I think we'll wrap it up here, and I want to thank my guests, Carrie Lyle and Ann Oliver, for both working on the plan and for joining us today to discuss the State Water Plan. You can learn more about it at www.coloradowaterplan.com. And tune in next month on Thursday, September 11th at 8:30 a.m. on KSJD for the next edition of The River Trip. To learn more about Dolores River boating advocates and issues involving the Dolores River, please visit our website at www.dolorisriverboating.org. Thanks for tuning in.